Gavin Newsom wants to make Florida California. Pledges $100,000 to DeSantis challenger Crist's campaign. By Hannah Blow on August 25, 2022. Radical left California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, wants to transform the free state of Florida into Blue California. Proudly pledging on Thursday to donate $100,000 to Representative Charlie Crist's, D, gubernatorial campaign. Time to make Ron DeSantis a one-term governor. I'm pledging $100,000 right now to Charlie Crist, who will join me in helping Charlie become the next governor of Florida. The Democrat governor asked. There is great irony in Newsom's boastful donation, as DeSantis has routinely contrasted his successful governing approach with the dire consequences of Democrat leadership in blue states, including California. In fact, some Floridians have co-opted the famous phrase "Make America Great Again" to make America Florida. While blue states such as California embraced lockdowns, Florida allowed businesses to flourish and sent children back to school while fighting against invasive vaccine mandates pushed by members of the radical left. This thrust DeSantis into the national spotlight as establishment media outlets and leftist leaders criticized him. Yet, in November 2021, a masked-up California continued to report four times more daily coronavirus cases than the Sunshine State. Further, DeSantis and the Florida legislature continued to champion small businesses and protect Florida's taxpayers by taking a stand against illegal immigration and woke policies advanced by the radical left over the past year. The results could not be clearer in terms of the state's popularity, as Florida experienced the highest level of domestic visitation in the state's history in 2021, seeing 117.7 million domestic visitors, including lockdown lobbyists. A recent Rasmussen Reports poll even found Americans identifying Florida as a more desirable place to live than Newsom's California. It is not the first time Newsom has waded into political waters in Florida. The Democrat opted to use the 4th of July weekend this year to urge Floridians to move to the Golden State after claiming that freedom is under attack in Florida, news to millions of Floridians. "We're about to celebrate Independence Day, but freedom is under attack by Republican leaders in states like Florida. Banning books. Restricting speech. Making it harder to vote. Criminalizing women and doctors. It's time to stand up. Don't let them take your freedom." pic.twitter.com/CFI5ZZX. Gavin Newsom, at Gavin Newsom, July 3, 2022. DeSantis later responded, casually mentioning that Newsom's California is literally hemorrhaging population as a result of disastrous leftist policies and high taxation. "When families are uprooting from the Pacific coast to go almost 3,000 miles in search of a better life, that's telling you something. Yes, we've created a citadel of freedom here that has attracted people, and we're proud of it," DeSantis said in July. But let's just be clear, California is driving people away with their terrible governance. Some of the best weather in the world in Southern California. They have some of the best natural advantages. Probably the best natural advantages of any state in this country, he continued. "And for the entire history of California, they never lost population until this recent governor got into office, and now they're hemorrhaging population," he added. It does not seem likely that Newsom's desire to make Florida California will resonate with millions of Floridians who support the current governor. But fortunately for Democrats, that does not matter. As Crist made it crystal clear this week, he is not interested in having DeSantis supporters vote for him because they apparently carry too much hate in their hearts.